This is your public radio station, WHQR 91.3. I'm Pat Marriott, sitting in for Jamila Erickson, and it is time for our weekday interview. We have a fascinating event. Over the past several months, WHQR has run a program called the TED Radio Hour. TED stands for Technology, Entertainment, and Design, and our program has been a series of absolutely fascinating lectures by experts all over the world who have a little fixed amount of time to tell the world their story. TED has expanded into regions, and we're going to have a TED event at UNCW coming up in a couple of weeks. Michael Barber, who is the organizer of the event, is here to talk with me. Hello, Michael.
Hey, good morning.
Thank you for coming. We really appreciate it. TEDx Hampstead is the name of the event, and it's a strange name. We'll get to that in a minute. But first of all, give us a little background on TED.
Well, TED is a clearinghouse. The general premise is ideas worth spreading. Excuse me. And it allows experts in various fields, not just technology, entertainment, and design anymore. They've spread out into many other professions. 18 minutes maximum on to make your pitch and get the audience talking and hopefully create a community dialogue.
And talk they do. This has been going on since 1984, I believe.
In the middle 80s. And originally it was a private endeavor, and now it's just grown and taken on its own life.
And a lot of us have seen TED presentations on the internet.
At TED.com, yes.
Absolutely fascinating.
One of the most intelligent corners of the internet.
But now it is coming to regions, and we're going to have one right here in Wilmington on Saturday the 12th at 1 o'clock in the afternoon at Cameron Hall at UNCW. Now, it's called TEDx Hampstead. Why the funny handle?
Well, they started the TED event is a national event, and there's a TED Global as well. In 2009, they started allowing local municipalities to hold their own TED event, and they call it TEDx. Now, the X equals independently operated event. And when we applied, the TEDx Wilmington was already taken. Wilmington, Delaware scarfed it away from us.
So, or any of the other 12 Wilmingtons in the United States.
Exactly. And beyond that, we tried Cape Fear, and they said that was a region, that wasn't a municipality.
Aw, shucks.
So we tried New Hanover, and it was taken as well. So TEDx Hampstead wound up just being the next thing in line.
Next street up the road.
Well, primarily because a lot of the organizing effort started with Hampstead Foundation, which is a local nonprofit.
So that made sense.
Yeah.
But it really is at Cameron Hall, the business school, at UNC Wilmington. It's not this Saturday. It's next Saturday the 12th at 1 p.m. Now, who's the organizer of this event, Michael?
I'm the organizer. The license has to be given to an individual. It can't be a corporation or, that sort of thing. So academic institutions and private individuals are the only ones that can host these events.
And what are we going to talk about?
The general theme for this one is lifelong learning. And we've got a dynamic lineup of people. Jacques Brandis, of course, who's a...
Yeah, Jacques is an old-timer at WHQR.
Absolutely. Jacques has to reinvent himself, and lifelong learning is his passion. We have the 2011 Wells Fargo Principal of the Year, who is a local principal, Anna Marie Romero Lara. Mm-hmm. She'll be speaking. We have David Pell, who is a local musician educator and founder of the Taste of Guitar, is going to be speaking about lifelong learning, practicing an instrument, learning an instrument, even if it's only for your own personal edification, mm-hmm. and how that bleeds over into the other aspects of your life. And we'll have Dr. David Weber, who is a communications guru for many of the Fortune 500 companies, who has changing the way we communicate is a foundational stone of changing culture.
Okay, so you really do have technology, education, and design represented, mm-hmm. plus Jacques Brandis, who is kind of beyond categorization, but he's all seasons.
Well, Jacques is the epitome of someone who is constantly relearning everything.
Yes, that's his life.
Yeah, it is, and he's been a very positive impact.
So each of these people is going to have 18 minutes in the traditional format?
They have a maximum of 18 minutes to make their pitch and get everybody talking. Hopefully the idea is each presenter will leave the audience with an actionable statement for them to consider or reconsider some aspect of their life and lifelong learning.
Outstanding. And then during breaks, people bunch up and chat with the presenters.
That's highly, highly encouraged. Because the breaks are going to be made nice. There's heavy hors d'oeuvres, and the VIP people have a separate section with a wine bar and all that sort of thing. But it's to really create a forum for spreading worthy ideas and creating a community dialogue. And we want that dialogue to start at the event with like-minded people.
So, it really sounds fascinating.
For those who have just tuned in,
I'm chatting with Michael Barber, who is the organizer of TEDx Hampstead, which is a TED event. If those of you who have followed TED over the years and looked at the TED lectures on the internet, you know what I'm talking about. It's a series of community symposiums where local geniuses come together to speak their piece and interact with the community. This is going to happen at the business school at UNCW in Cameron Hall at 1 o'clock on Saturday the 12th. Now, Michael, how do people get tickets?
They go to TEDxHampstead.com. That's TEDxHampstead, and there's a P in Hampstead. We don't like to pronounce it, but
right.
H-A-M-P-S-T-E-A-D. And they can click on ticket sales there,
okay.
Or they can just reach out to me personally if they
need
to.
And that is spelled T-E-D letter X. Hampstead.com.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And how much are the tickets?
The general admission is $25.
Mm-hmm.
The VIPs are $50. You guys have some tickets to give away.
Yes, so. Indeed we do. And we'll talk about that in just a minute.
Exactly.
We'll see if we can get some.
If there is a group situation or something like that where they want to bring a group, please reach out to me personally. All my information can be found on the website, TEDxHampstead.com.
Okay, now that's coming up in a week and a half, and
it
so
is.
It's a good idea to get tickets early.
Yes.
That's from the website at TEDxHampstead.com. What will the audience get from this event? Why should I go?
Well, and that goes back to what we were saying a minute ago. The general theme is lifelong learning. And in today's culture, if you're not relearning a lot of things, you're probably falling behind in a lot of things.
That's
right. The idea is to get the community talking about these things. And we've used all local people. Which, by the way, when we got this organizing license, we got bombed from all over the country. People actually have it on their personal development plan to be a TEDx speaker.
Wow.
We really put our foot down, Hampstead Foundation did, to really keep this, use our local resources. Wilmington is such a treasure trove of intellectual
thinkers. Oh, yes.
And we worked really hard to whittle this down to just four people.
How'd you do it?
Well, I have an outstanding board of local folks that you can see who all they are on the website as well. We have business people. We have movie producers. We have just a really dynamic group that worked hard for many months to whittle this down.
Okay. It must have been a painful short list, however.
It was. And, well, hopefully this will be the first of many events. So.
Absolutely wonderful. Michael, would you remind us who the speakers are that are going to come and speak for 18 minutes on their own subject?
They are. It's the Wells Fargo 2011 Principal of the Year, Anna Marie Romero-Lara, local principal. We have David Pell, who is a local musician and music educator. We have Jacques Brandes, who is an inventor. And we have Dr. David Weber, a communications expert.
Outstanding. And all of these people are going to be at the Cameron School of Business in Cameron Hall at UNCW on Saturday the 12th at 1 p.m. I've been chatting with Michael Barber, who's the organizer of the event. He's a really splendid fellow, and I'd like to have a longer chat with Michael, but we're coming toward the end of the program. So one more time, Michael, would you remind us how to get tickets for the event?
All the tickets and information can be found at TEDxHampstead.com. That's TEDxHampstead.com.
And we'll be giving away a few free tickets to the event at the WHQR website. So visit us at WHQR.org. Michael, thank you so much for joining us today. And I wish you all the best of the world in this really fascinating event.
We hope to see you there, too.
Thanks for joining us.